Paygun Sireliner, good evening, everybody. Welcome to a very, very special night with Trick Track with Set Track. I have a special guest tonight. He's from the United Kingdom, England, that is. Anong borong chenki der United Kingdom ure Anglia e. Uremen inchpes voresi Paygun Polornit shat haduk haydakir me badrastatsenk ais kisher. Ուրեմն արիթ չեի ուզեր պախցնել, նկատի արնելով, որ բարոն Արա Սարաֆյանը Մոնտրեալ պիտի գտնվի, այդ օր համար է, որ այս գիշեր ուզեցինք բզդիկ զրույց մտալ ցեզի, թե ինչու հոսե բարոն Սարաֆյանը և ինչ գործով գսպաղի այս օրերուն։ Բավական հետաքրքրական նյութ մնե, մնացեք մեզի, պիտի շարունակենք մի քանի երգում ընտրենք և պիտի վերադառնանք բարոն Արային հետ մեր զրույցը շարունակելու։ Stay tuned, people. We'll be back after a few songs. We're going to be speaking with Mr. Sarafian. Enjoy the show.
Sorry, it's okay. I'm gonna get on the key. Sure. دلم يرجاني آنوش هيرني گنتوش هيرني دارن آنچم باز گلوم يرجاني آنوش هيرني گنتوش هيرني
Okay, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Trick Track with Setrack. I have with me Mr. Ara Sarafian. Pargun Ara.
Pare Setrack.
Pari Egar Montreal.
Pari Desank.
Urachem Zanatanalus.
Yes, Ashad Urachem.
This is going like a scripted play now. Ara, thanks for joining us. Really, I appreciate it. I know Shad Spares, but Iskabes, Inziamar Meds, Hubarduchune, Kezi. Հետ ազրույցում ունենալ նախ կուզեմ ծանոթանանք թե ով է Ara Sarafian-ը
Շատ լավ ասե հարցուր
ով է Ara Sarafian-ը
Ara Sarafian-ը անգլիահայմն է Գիբրոսցնած անգլիամեծած մասնակերությամբ բադմապան բադմուջուն գուսանիմ վերջին 20-25 տարիներում ընդացքին Թուրքիայում աշխատած եմ հայկական նյութերի շուրջ որը հետաքրական դեսանգյուն մնե հայերու համար եւ իբր արդին խոսեմ
Շատ լավ։ Իսկ Գոմիդաս Ինստիտուտը, որ ցուն մեջտեղ վերածես, ասենք, you found the Gomidas Institute of yeah. UK. What does it do? What does it stand for?
Okay, Gomidas Institute նախ ասեմ, որ Ամերիկա եւ Անգլիայի մեջ հաստատված է. It's a British Anglo-Armenian Anglo-British organization. It was founded in the early 1990s by a group of students at the University of Michigan where I was studying. We started it as a joke. To publish a single book, The Memoirs of an Armenian from Van. And then we realized that there was a lot more we could do, and it ceased to be a joke. We started publishing a series of books related to Armenian memoirs, to the genocide issue, and we became a serious academic organization. And now, you know, we do about 10 titles a year. We do projects in the diaspora and as well as inside of Turkey. So it's become something much bigger than we ever thought it would.
And where do you get the funding from that? For that,
we raise funding from different organizations and individuals on a project-by-project basis. But we are actually now in the process of applying for a rather large funding proposal because we want to take the organization to a different level and to engage the Armenian genocide issue, which is what we're best known for, in before 2015.
Okay. Այսինքն մոդալներն են։
Շատ մոդալներն են եւ գուսանք կորզնությունը արդեն կբերեն։
Լավ, եթե մարդիկ ուզեն volunteer աշխատել գալերիությունը գա, if somebody wants is willing to help out.
Yeah, in fact that's how we do work. We're almost like a commune. There is no hierarchy. I'm legally responsible for the organization right now, but we are a network of scholars. We share resources, we publish each other's works and we supervise each other's works. That's how it works. If somebody has a skill that's applicable, then we would love to hear from them, especially people with editorial skills or linguistic skills in Armenian or Turkish, as obviously English as well. And we cut you know our shirt according to the cloth that we have. So always looking for talented people.
Okay, you mentioned that you do a lot of your research in Turkey.
Yeah.
How risky is that for an Armenian? I mean, we'll get to the part of how interesting it is. But how okay. risky is it nowadays?
I always say it's not risky if you're sensible, you're not breaking the law. It's important that we don't disempower ourselves by saying it's impossible. It isn't. It is possible. And I've been working there for more than 20 years. I've been going there since the early 1980s. I work on the genocide. Everyone knows I work on the genocide. And so far, so good. I've never really encountered any real problems.
And what about when you ask them to open up their archives?
I work in the archives. I've had problems in the past. You make the problems into an issue when they arise, but now they're much easier to access. We're talking about one archive, by the way, not all the archives. There's enough material there to work before we raise objections to what's missing. Of course, archives are never complete, but there certainly is enough material in Turkish archives today, the Prime Ministry archives, to make headway. In fact, I've been publishing material from there, and it's absolutely fascinating.
And they allowed you to publish that stuff? Or well, are they aware that you're publishing that stuff?
They should be aware because some of the stuff is on our website. I'm on a book tour promoting that kind of work. I released a book in Turkey a year ago challenging some of their official theses. They haven't risen to debate, but the work that I did was based entirely on Turkish material. So it's we're making headway.
Okay, and I when I was doing a little bit of research... of what we're going to discuss tonight.
Right.
I saw someplace where it said you had evident documentation that said Talat Pasha was responsible for the massacre.
Well, I think that's an understatement. Of course, he was responsible for the massacre, but you mean it from Turkish archives?
From Turkish archives, yes, what I mean.
Turkish archives, first and foremost, do not support the Turkish thesis on the Armenian Genocide, which people find incredible to believe, but it's true. And secondly, they actually corroborate our understanding of what happened in 1915. They show how much control he had over the so-called deportation process through the telegraphic network, the personal involvement, the telegrams that he wrote ordering deportations, the surveys that he ordered to keep tab of on deportees. And in fact, my latest publication is on that issue. The final, what I call his final report on the remnants of the deportations, which show that, according to official Turkish sources, out of 1.5 million Armenians, this is according to official sources, by the figures, not what which can be disputed, out of 1.5 million Armenians, about 1.1 million went missing. This is what they show, that between 1914 and 17, 1.1 million Armenians went missing. And that's what the Turkish records show. And this is something, a debate that Turkish historians have not risen to, and this is what I'm trying to invite them to do. So that is, let's address these Turkish materials that show that over 1 million Armenians went missing in the Ottoman Empire, according to your statistics.
I mean, you know what's shocking to me right now as I hear you
speak? Actually look shocked as well.
Because the way you're describing it, what has, I think, Turkey agar katsazes, yevon research kneskor, chartin masin, and I'm like, and the government is allowing an Armenian to go into their archives and...
All right, let me simplify it to you. I think that they're complacent. They think these official archives are probably not enough to establish a genocide thesis. However, if you know your history, and if you have alternative sources especially, then you can make a lot more sense than they would like it to make sense. And that is what we've done. Now, I wouldn't suggest to you for a moment that Turkish archives are enough to deal with the genocide issue, although they are absolutely fascinating. They give you evidence and information that we otherwise wouldn't have. They also give you negative evidence that corroborate with understanding genocide. I'll get back to that if you want. So if you use the materials critically, then you can get a lot out of it. Just to give you one example, the official Turkish thesis says that Armenians were deported in 1915. There are deportation records. They show that the control the state had over deportations and how people were sent away, not just from the east, but also from the west. I have not found comparable resettlement records in Turkey, with Turkish archives, especially for Deir Zor. Now, you would have thought that if they were resettled, that's the first records that they would be declassifying today on this issue, yet one cannot establish that these people were ever resettled. They were deported, something we all knew, but now we can see on what scale, according to Turkish records, but there are no corresponding resettlement records. And here, in the latest report, we show that to also have been the case in Talat Pasha's personal report that he had with him in Germany in 1921. So he had a record, drawn up for him about the consequences of deportations, and that report showed that over 1 million Armenians are missing. And it's interesting, why would Talat take a book report of that nature with him to Germany, especially when he escaped on a German submarine? Imagine. And he chooses to take that with him. Absolutely fascinating. The mind of a mass murderer.
Well, okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Yes, vochandunem, vochel darakir. Unem ankırvar, unem otevan. Azat hayrenik, yerçanik yergir. Yerçanik, yerçanik yergir. Bari arakil, bahti arakil. Arakil garnan, arakil amran. İndamad abrir, bari arakil. Sir zarin baduga darin Aragil inse turak to yerki Yayla o vera antero teva der Aikiner Manushak Yergir Manushak, Manushak Yergir Bar Yarakin, Bakht Yarakin Arakil Karnar, Arakil Amran Imtamod Abrir, Bar Yarakin Kunusir Zahin, Bar Dugadari Arakilin se durah yaya Arakilin se durah yaya
Okay, folks, we are now back with Mr. Ara Sarafian. Ara, you just showed me a map, and I'm like, wow. This map is in their archives?
This map is not in their archives. The data is in their archives. And what I've done is that I've tabulated it and I've turned it into the pie charts, which actually is presenting the data that were in Talat Pasha's report on the Armenian genocide.
Because the map people, the way the map... Barzabes asem inch tesagi map mene vor vorkan hayutyun gabrer hondeghe charti aden yev uren yev chigan hima. Some parts are all black.
Yeah. On average, it's 82 ar 100 chiga. Ըստ իրենց տվյալներուն, 82 ար 100 հայության, Օսմանյան պետության մեջ, անհետացավ 14-17-ի մեջ. Այդ 82-ի մեջը, մեջը գա անոնք, որոնք գրցան փախիլ, արի գա պետք է ասես, ասենք Հայաստան և այլն, սամանի վրա, բայց մեծ ամասություն գինենք, որ չի գրցան փախիլ. Just to give an idea, in Western Turkey, I always use that as an example, because it's there were clearly, they couldn't do anything. In Western Turkey, in Bursa, for example, 78% of Armenians disappeared between 1914 and 1917. In Izmit, 76% disappeared. This is all according to Ottoman records, not mine. So this was Talat Pasha's personal perception of what he had actually engineered between those years.
And then when you were saying, like, you've brought these up to the Turkish government or historians.
Yeah. when we published this first in English, there was no response except for personal attacks against me. And I decided to respond to the personal attacks by saying, okay, I'm going to have this translated into Turkish and we are going to actually release this book in Turkey to force a debate. And I should say, the way I did that was I also had the support of certain Turks who actually were appalled by the way official Turkey responded. And they helped me to release this book in Istanbul. And yet, nobody engaged it. So right now, the denialist response to this particular work, based entirely on Turkish records, Ottoman records, is complete silence. But how long can you stay silent? This is a matter of fact now, a matter of record. You have to respond to it. If you think that my work is lacking in one way, either in terms of its presentation of data or the analysis, then say so. But silence is not the way forward. And if you don't think you can falsify, then let's talk about how that you should be reconsidering your own position.
Okay. And the book that you've written, which you're on tour right now.
Yes.
The title is.
It's Talat Pasha's report on the Armenian genocide. And it's a title that I gave to the report because the actual report in Talat's possession had no title and no date. But the reason I actually get credit is because I found enough evidence in Ottoman archives where the original data, enough original data in order to validate the entire report.
So basically you're saying the report or the archive that you found.
Some of the... Talat did a survey in 1917 on the distribution of Armenians. It's based on that particular survey. In Turkish archives today, not all the returns of that survey are declassified. For example, they haven't told us the Derzor results, response, or the one from Syria or Mosul. And I can guess why they didn't show that, because it would have shown that there were practically no Armenians there. But they did show the responses that were sent from Syria province or from Bolu and Kastamonu and Karesi. And so using those piece of information that they have released, you're looking at the Talat's report, and they're exactly the same. So we can say, okay, this authenticates the report, it dates the report, and now we'll use Talat's report in order to get to the Derzor figures that the Turkish authorities have not released in their archives.
Wow. Okay, and how many cities are you touring for the book?
I'm actually touring, it's just Montreal and Toronto right now, but I may do a few others. So this isn't the only work that I do. This is just one of the studies that I've done, I've released. And I hope that the more publicity that comes out around this particular book, that Turkish deniers will have to respond to the thesis or to the study that I've released.
Have you encountered like opposition outside of Turkey?
I've encountered opposition even in Canada. In fact, I have a letter here from the Council of Turkish Canadians. I looked at the website today. It seems that their website, they're an organization that is entirely geared at denying the Armenian genocide and at working against Armenian efforts at whatever they work. It's an anti-Armenian website. It has nothing to do looking after the best interests of Turkish Canadians, some of whom I may add are of Armenian origin. It is simply an anti-Armenian front, and they already released a response to my presence here. It's also on their website. Again, personal attacks, nothing substantive. They don't discuss the issues. It's libelous, but that's fine. That's part of the course of dealing with these issues. And that's the response. It's a shame to them. And I, if there are any Turkish Canadians out there of good intent, I would recommend them to put pressure on the Council of Turkish Canadians who are working in your name to actually respond to my work in a more serious manner, because it is a serious issue. It's not a game.
Okay, if people want to get a hold of your book, how could they do that?
All right, now I'm a bad businessman, so I'll tell you this. It's available on our website for free, www.gomidas.org. That's G-O-M-I-D-A-S. But if you want to purchase a copy, you can also write to us at the website, and it's available for sale too.
Okay, could people make donations as well through the website?
They can, although we don't even ask for that. Purchasing the book will be enough, and reading the book even better, and talking about it even better still. I should say this book is now coming out. It's already come out in Hebrew, and it's going to come out in Arabic as well.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's making the rounds.
And you're here for another function, which takes place tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow there's going to be a talk, a panel discussion at the Holocaust Memorial in Montreal at Concordia University. The memorial are our sponsors. We're actually discussing denial as a phenomenon. You know, denial is something that's come out especially in a matter of topic in recent because of France. Often people don't realize what denial really means. There's a very, very sophisticated meaning to it. It doesn't mean that we disagree with what they say or they are lying. It's much, much more sinister than that. And we'll be discussing that. That is how there's a whole network that is geared towards spreading misinformation in a systematic manner on the Armenian issue, with the support of Turkish state authorities, whether it's a foreign ministry or the Turkish Historical Association or even the Prime Ministry Office or their embassies, and I possibly even the Council of Turkish Canadians could be very much at front for that. It's part of a network of misinformation that is geared towards misinforming the public on the Armenian issue in the way that they've dealt with my presence here. Not substantive. The idea is to destroy debate, to spread doubt.
Okay, well... I don't know if we left. Did we leave anything out? Pamor Sangaselo, do you have anything in particular to add?
Kesmek akhvaze, shat panar masigal khosil, but
I think we gave out pretty good information, no?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, Thank you. Really.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Cetrak.
Good luck. And I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future, all the way from the UK even.
Why not? Thank you very much.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Love, Sirelliner, Gvera Taranak, Moda Tenen.
Çaz komadan dönme, çan peka Hashem. Chahe direct to Hukich, unes kedashen, patren el poch mi bano bagashen, ome mi kimi fidai danashen, es haftan chenim kash kedashen, ome mi kimi fidai danashen, es haftan chenim kash kedashen.
հիշեցին մեր ավլալով, օտար երկրներ մանգալով, մեջ մշեցին մեր ավլալով, օտար երկրներ մանգալով, մեր ավտուրիքի պարկ տալով, զարգիր լավ մարունին կզի, մեր ավտուրիքի պարկ տալով, զարգիր լավ մարունին կզի, ինչանից եմ թուր կասկյալի,
el desnoi la cina merne. çim de sev desnoni na la çinemerde mi dari çim de sev desnoni na la çinemerde.
Լավ սիրելիներ, ուրեմն այսպեսով քշերպարի գմախտեմ ցեզի, մախտելով հաջող շաբաթը, մի մօրնակ, այսինքն շաբթի օրը, դարձյալ գանտիբինգ, track track with set track ժամուտին, այս անգամին նյութերնից պիտի լավ fashion, Los Angeles-ին, պիտի գա Vink Silva Krikorian-ին հետ, որ ունի իր product line-ը լագոշիգի, հակուստի, եւ նույնիսկ ցեզի գարձիկներ կաղապարներ միտաթե ինչպես կրնակ ցերկ բերել Grammy Awards-ի կամ Voimec Award Show-երուի որ գահակվին մեծ արտիստները, այդ հակուսները ինչպես կրնակ հակվիլ թուք։ Նաև հիշեցումը այս շապատը վերջի բադանեգան Armenia's Got Talent, the first ever show that will be presented in Montreal, and թեր թիկետ կա, շատ չի մնաց, բայց կա թեր դեղ գրնակ հերացայնել, ինչպես որ գհետևիք միշտ Facebook-ի ադերուն, follow us on Facebook, Armenia's Got Talent, եվ գտեսնակ որու բեկետի մեկ տոմսերուն համար, հուսամ պոլորիտ գտեսնվինք շապատ կիշեր, եվ հաջող շապատ մում աղտեմ ձեր պոլորին դարձյալ, կխոսինք հինք շապտի, �